Back inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Bo Wolf and the man who scooped the world with the news that Bill O'Brien was returning to Penn State, Mr. Adam Kaplan. Adam, how are you?
Glad to be here, Bo.
So a lot has happened in this Eagles head coaching search since the last time we talked to you. Let's sort of go through it chronologically.
Sure.
We know the Eagles went down to talk to Mike Nolan and Keith Armstrong, and then they met with Bill O'Brien. Tell us what you know of the Eagles' interest there and how things worked out.
Well, starting with, I think, the Falcons coaches. First of all, Dirk Cutter would have had an interview, but he overnight accepted or agreed to a contract extension for two seasons. So Keith Armstrong's a guy, probably in league circles, is one of the best special teams coaches in the National Football League. There's no question about it. He's been around a long time. He's from this area. Then you've got Mike Nolan, who's been a head coach before. Really has done one of the better turnaround jobs, I think, for a defensive coordinator for a defense in the NFL in years. I mean, what he's done with the Falcons defense, it's just been phenomenal. So I think there's some interest there, but I think the Eagles, and I've talked about this before, they had a list of like 10 to 12 candidates. They weren't all in on like one guy like the Browns were with Chip Kelly. There were guys they had higher on their list than others, and there were guys that they liked more than others,
sure.
But they let the interviews dictate where they would go further. That is by far the best way to do it. You don't get your sights set on one guy because you can only be disappointed if the guy says no.
Sure.
And that's the smartest way to do it. So then on Thursday, they traveled to Martha's Vineyard to meet with Bill O'Brien. O'Brien only met with two teams. He met with the Browns CEO, Joe Banner, for 1 hour, met with the Eagles for longer than that on Thursday. Then after O'Brien made a decision to go back to Penn State, the Eagles moved on to their next candidates.
So what was the Eagles' interest in O'Brien?
You know, it's hard to say how far it would have gone, but I really believe that had he been willing, he would have got a second interview. Now, would that mean they would have gone farther than that? Don't know, because he never indicated that he was even interested in going further than that. I strongly believe that he never wanted to leave. I've been on record saying this, despite what others have said elsewhere. I know Peter King from Sports Illustrated emailed me, and he had his opinion. But I just think that people close to him encourage him, if you're ever going to look, now do it. Because you're coming off at a great season, no one thought you could be even over 500.
Right,
and they had it. They really were surprising, and the sanctions at Penn State turned out to be way worse than he expected after he signed his contract. So, I think he did the smart thing. Take a look around. Now, I know that he didn't plan this, but he got his coaches got something out of it. I think the program will be better, and I really believe. I'll finish with this. I believe he's going to finish out the duration of his contract. I could turn out to be wrong. His contract goes through 2020, but I think he loves the whole atmosphere, and he likes the challenge. I think he'll stay there.
Good news for Nittany Lions fans. And then on Friday night, we got word that the Browns were pretty close to an agreement with Chip Kelly, it sounded like. Still, the Eagles flew out to Arizona on Saturday and met with Chip Kelly for what turned out to be a nine-hour lunch meeting. Tell us about everything you know about that.
Okay, so here's my understanding during the week. The Eagles were absolutely certain, okay, it's as much as you can be without being in the Browns camp, that Chip Kelly was going to get a deal done with the Browns. I mean, everyone I talked to thought so. I know the Eagles were thinking that that was probably going to be the case. They weren't even sure if it was worth going out there, but they kept in contact with his agent, and they got word that he still wanted to sit down, and nothing was done. Nothing was close to being done, but they did that. The Browns felt confident they could get a deal done, but that's not what they were told. So, as you mentioned, they traveled out there to sit down with Chip Kelly. The meeting, which probably should have only been 2 to 3 hours, turned out to be way longer than that. And when I got word, I think it was like, you know, quarter after 12, we were all waiting, and I was like, wow, it's finally over. I mean, I was like, what's going on here? Because I do know that midway through, they thought that this thing had a realistic shot to go further. But this is a coach who spurned the Bucs last year. He actually had an offer and accepted, then he changed his mind without signing the contract. Here, he never got a contract offer. It's just that that things had progressed to a certain point, but I just don't think that he felt that he could do what he fully wanted to do at the NFL level, and I think that's why he decided not to do it. But you just keep crossing off the names. You know, again, as we started here, you got a long list. You cross off guys who don't want to come in here or come into the National Football League, and you just keep moving on.
You talk about the dynamics here. I do think that, you know, even though Chip Kelly is going back to Oregon, and there, you know, as you said, there was no offer on the table, the fact that the Browns sort of bowed out and Kelly had sort of decided that the Eagles were over the Browns.
Yeah.
Well, I think that speaks to what Jeffrey Lurie had talked about in his press conference. The lure of this Eagles position, it was more exciting for Kelly to be in Eagles green.
Right, and then I think GM Howie Roseman is kind of guy that I've talked to coaches over the years who the Eagles have talked to, just as far as you know, maybe bringing assistants and executives. He's very charismatic, very direct, speaks his message very well, communicates very well. I think people like talking to him. I think that's probably what happened as they went further. Chip Kelly probably felt more comfortable. But I think in the end, these college coaches, especially guys, Bo, who have never coached in the National Football League, their heart is always with the university. They take the dalliance because they want to see what it's all about. When they see what it's all about, this, you know, they think, you know what? I only know one thing. That's coaching in college at Oregon, and that's the only place he's been a head coach, and I think that's why he stayed.
So as things moved on for the Eagles, they went to Denver on Sunday and talked to offensive coordinator for the Broncos, Mike McCoy, who's been a hot name. He's had, I think, 4 interviews over the weekend. How did things go there, and do you feel like he's a guy who may be getting a second interview with this Eagles team?
That's a good question. That I don't know yet, because the Eagles are focused on 4 or 5 other candidates this week, and he could. But I think the Mike McCoy situation is interesting. He had 3 interviews on Sunday. They're all sandwiched around each other. And he's a guy, because of what he did 2 years ago with Tim Tebow, which is simply phenomenal. I mean, yep. He had 2 game plans, one for Kyle Orton and one for Tebow. And then he, you know, obviously with Peyton Manning, I mean, how much do you really have to do? You just let him do what he does. But I think Mike McCoy's been around. He's a quarterback. You know, he's a guy that was actually here in the late 90s.
Training camp.
Yep. He's a guy that a lot of people like and respect. He's a very serious guy, talking to people that know him. We'll see here. I don't know. It's so hard to figure out what the Eagles are thinking here with their pecking order. But I think he's a guy that's very intriguing. And I think he's going to be a guy who's going to be a head coach someday. I just don't know when that would be, whether it's this year or some other year.
The other there's 2 coaches who we know are lined up for interviews this week. That's Seahawks defensive coordinator Gus Bradley and Colts offensive coordinator Bruce Arians, who had a pretty difficult Sunday. He was in the hospital, but turns out that it looks like he's going to be all right. Tell us about those 2 guys.
I think Bruce Arians is a guy that, you know, people from here remember him as the head coach of Temple. In his 40s, early 40s. But I think there, when you coach at a city school, it's hard to win. I mean, we've seen Temple go through so many coaches. But the thing I love about this guy is he's coached different positions. He's been great with quarterbacks. He worked with Peyton Manning early in his career. Peyton Manning's talked about that. He did a great job with Ben Roethlisberger. He was very close to Roethlisberger. He did an unbelievable job this season as the interim head coach. Really, you got to give this guy credit. He held everything together.
He may win coach of the year.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got a great sense of humor. He communicates his message very well. I think he deserves a shot. I really do. If I've learned anything about the National Football League, despite what people think, it's not age discriminatory. I think we've seen this with Bill Parcells and some of these older coaches. And you see assistants. I mean, you see Dick LeBeau in his late 70s. I mean, if you're good at what you do, they will find you. So I think he's intriguing. But Gus Bradley's, I'd have no idea where the Eagles, you know, I couldn't tell you who the pecking order is, but I think Gus Bradley is the best candidate that's out there. I really do.
And we're not in the interviews. We don't know how these guys are communicating.
We don't know.
I admit that Gus Bradley is a guy who's piqued my interest as well.
Yeah.
We also heard that the Eagles requested permission from the Bengals to talk to Jay Gruden. That may or may not have been granted yet, but what do you know about John's younger brother?
Couple things here. First of all, Jay Gruden will interview for the Cardinals job. That's been, they've actually okayed that. I don't know why the Bengals, I don't know if it's by the carrier.
No, I thought you had to okay head coaching.
You have to, but what has to happen is they just have to get to send the permission slip back. It's just ridiculous. I don't know what the Bengals are doing, but anyway, they're old, really old school, literally.
But, no scouting department.
Yes, exactly. So I think when you look at Jay Gruden, innovative offensive mind, he runs his West Coast scheme. Don't hold it against him because of what happened in the playoff game.
You don't judge a guy by 1 game. Yeah.
Fans go crazy. Oh, well, he can't coach. People, get a grip and get a clue. Very good. He's done a great job with Andy Dalton. He's working with a young quarterback who has, you know, been a playoff quarterback for 2 years. Jay Gruden has been a head coach in the Arena Football League. He commands respect. I know from spending time around him, being around him in a couple avenues, that he's completely different from his brother. He's more low-key, more direct. Guy that's easy to work with. I've talked to some of their assistant coaches about him. They think he's going to be a head coach. There's no question he's going to be a head coach. This guy I'd like to learn more about, and I think the Eagles would like to know more about him as well.
So is there anybody else that you know maybe on the Eagles' radar here to interview over the next few days?
You know, the Mike Zimmer one I've been asked ad nauseum, and I've checked on it. I don't think he's getting an interview, but they would know best. I've not heard his name linked there, and he's a guy I've always been high on, who's really one of the better defensive minds in the National Football League, but are there going to be any surprises? I know Ben McAdoo's name has been out there, the assistant coach for the Packers. Now, I talked to someone who worked with him and said that he thought he'd be a really good coordinator, but he didn't know if he had the ability to command a room, so to speak, is what NFL people say. He wasn't sure if he could do that, but is that he will be a good coordinator someday. You know, could it be on the Eagles list? Well, he's a guy, when you work under Mike McCarthy, and we've talked about Tom Clements, who's going to interview for the Bears job, who I think would be a great head coach because he's a really hard-nosed, tense guy.
Yeah.
He's not on the Eagles list from what I understand. So we'll have to see. But Ben McAdoo's a name to watch. But is there going to be that surprise candidate? I don't know, Bo. I've not heard of anything. You know, I've thrown like 12 names out there over the last couple weeks. I think they're either going to interview or talk to 9 of them. Is there? I don't know. I mean, if you thought anyone who you'd like to see or you've heard about or I know I've talked to you privately about this. I know you like Gus Bradley. Anyone you'd like to see get an interview?
No, I don't know. It's not for me to say. All right. You know, I'll tell you who I was intrigued by was Dave Taub, the Bears special teams coach.
Yeah, he has not got an interview.
But no bites anywhere.
No. I mean, the special teams coaches. This has been. It's been interesting. John Harbaugh felt that he had to be a position coach, which he asked to do, and he became the Eagles defensive backs coach. You know, do these special teams coaches have to be position coaches?
When I saw Joe DeCamillis got an interview
that's
with
good.
The Bears, right?
Right. And guy's been around. He's the son-in-law of Dan Reeves. You know, do these guys need to do that? And we saw Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coach,
it's Auburn.
Yeah, he went back because he's now going to coach. He's going to be a position coach and assistant head coach. Maybe these guys have to do that because I don't think they're getting proper respect.
The last thing I want to ask you about is what is so important about hiring a head coach, and one of the things that I'm sure that the Eagles brass is asking these guys as they're interviewing them is what kind of staff are you going to bring?
Sure.
What kind of staff are you going to build?
Sure.
Do you have any sense of any of these guys, some of their connections, who they might bring along with them?
No, I think Jay Gruden and I have a pretty good idea, but Gus Bradley, I mean, I know he's got a D-line coach he's very close with, but the key for him, that would be maybe his coordinator, but who's going to be his OC? I've checked into it.
Could you have a thing where, like, you know, he brings Ben McAdoo with him? Is that, you know?
Well, this brings up actually a great point. I know that in some head coach situations over the years, the GM has hooked him up, or his agent might say, hey, I think you need to talk to these guys. You should interview them, and then he winds up bringing them in. Or, you know, as we saw with Andy Reid and Juan Castillo, he inherited Juan. Right. We decided to keep him. He never worked with him before, but that's what happens. Maybe, you know, here, I'm not saying Marty Morningway. I think Marty will go elsewhere, but there may be some coaches, because these coaches are they have one-year deals left. Maybe whoever gets the head coaching job here keeps some of these coaches here. You never know.
So before we wrap things up, Adam, any final predictions? Maybe not on who it's going to be, but when we'll get a sense of who it's going
to
be?
I think that the second interviews will come this week, later this week. The Eagles are probably going to have to travel again. I have no idea how they're going to track down Gus Bradley, you know, whether they're going to ask him to stay over this week, you know, for a day and interview him or go to Seattle. That's like a 6.5-hour flight, as you know. So we'll have to see what they do.
Yeah, the team already flew back to Seattle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he stayed over, you know, for one day to interview him. But bottom line is you're going to see second interviews. And then I would think the following week, I think you'll probably have a head coach here.
All right. Well, Adam Kaplan, as plugged in as anybody, don't forget to follow him on Twitter at KaplanNFL, brings the insight, as always.
Thank you.
The handsome Adam Kaplan. We've got more on the other side here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.